This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, the language of the noble Qur'an, the language of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. We are currently studying the Medina Arabic series. We are currently in volume 3, masha'Allah. And bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will begin with lesson number 3, insha'Allah. But before that, and walhamdulillah, in lessons 1, 2, and 3, we've come across a few verses from the Noble Quran. We will notice that now that we've learnt a lot of Arabic, masha'Allah, the book 3 also has many verses of the Noble Quran, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, in lesson number 2, what did we learn? We learned about the letter Waw. Waw has many usages. Ja'a Sulaymanu wa Ahmadu wa Ilyas. Sulaiman came, Ahmed came, and Ilyas came. So it means and, conjugation. So we're joining here. Waw can also mean the waw of qasam, taking an oath. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Wattini, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْعَصْرِ وَالْلَيْلِ. Allah is taking a qasam by these examples of Allah's mighty and majestic creation, walhamdulillah. Are we allowed to take a qasam by, I swear by the grass, I swear by the moon, I swear by the sun? No, we are not allowed to do that. We only take a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, Tallahi, Billahi, etc. As for Allah, Allah is the creator and Allah can take a qasam by His own creation. Walhamdulillah. And so this waw here is a harf of jar. And that's why it is Wallahi with the kasra. It's majroor. Wattini, wallayli, washamsi, walasri. Walhamdulillah. Waw also comes as the waw of hal, describing the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. The action in the main sentence describing the circumstances. Example, dakhaltul masjida, I entered the masjid. Where did you enter? Into the masjid. Wal imamu yarka'u, and the imam was in ruku. Wal imamu yarka'u, wal imamu yarka'u, and the imam was in ruku. The hal of the imam, the state of the imam, walhamdulillah. So we covered the waw, masha'Allah. We also covered la'alla. La'alla can mean I hope or I am afraid of such and such. La'alli najihun, I hope that I am successful. La'allahu maridun, I am afraid that he is sick, depending on the context of your sentence. La'allaka bikhairin, I hope that you are well. Excellent. We covered ilayka means to take. Ilayka hadha dars, for you take this lesson. We learnt about ameen means oh Allah accept. We learnt about example, some du'as where technically the du'a is in the past tense, but the meaning is for the present and future, insha'Allah. We say, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him. May Allah have mercy upon him. Shafahullahu, may Allah grant him shifa. Excellent. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the salutations and the peace of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Technically, we used fi'il madi, past tense verb, but the meaning is for the present future tense, walhamdulillah. We learnt about the phrase, hal min su'alin, do you have any questions? Hal min su'alin, hal min su'alin, are there any questions? Ma ghaba min ahadin, ma ghaba min ahadin, nobody is absent. La yakhruj min ahadin, nobody should exit. One was a negation. This is now a prohibition. لا يخرج من أحد. هل من سؤال؟ هل من جديد؟ Is there anything new? والحمد لله. As for لدى, لدي, لدي means with me, I have. جيد. لدي سؤال. I have a question. What does Ubaydullah mean? Ubaydullah is the diminutive of Abdullah. So the smaller version, Abdullah, we have Ubaydullah. We have the name Sahl, and then we have Suhail. We have the name Fadl, and we have the name Fudail. Excellent. You either make these words small out of love or out of belittling. Allah musta'an. You call somebody, you're not a rajul. You are a rujail. You're a small man. That's an insult to the individual. You can say, دَخَلْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ دَخَلْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ دَخَلْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ I entered into the masjid. Or you can say, دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ مَسْجِدَ now, it's mansub, because it's the place into which you entered. So we left out the إِلَى. Both of them are correct. We can say, دَخَلْتُ إِلَى الْفَصْلِ I entered into the classroom. Or we can say, دَخَلْتُ الْفَصْلَ دَخَلْتُ الْفَصْلَ دَخَلْتُ الْفَصْلَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ In lesson number 2, we also covered a few verses from the Noble Qur'an. Let us remind ourselves with regards to those verses from the Noble Qur'an, inshaAllah. Also a few ahadith. We will repeat بإذن الله تعالى. So عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جابر narrates أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد. I came to the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his حال was he was in the masjid. فقال صلي ركعتين and he said to me pray two rak'as. Pray two rak'as of salah. When you enter the masjid, you should pray two rak'as of salah before you sit down. We call this tahiyyatul masjid, greeting, the greeting salah to the masjid. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, walhamdulillah, agreed upon, masha'Allah. We also came across the verse of the Noble Qur'an, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Indeed, surely, no doubt, those who disbelieve, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ And they die while they in the state of kufr, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ upon them, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ The curse of Allah, وَالْمَلَائِكَ And the مَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ And the people, أَجْمَعِينَ All together. So those who disbelieve and they die upon disbelief, then for them is the curse. For them is the being far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them is the curse of Allah, the angels and all of mankind. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we also came across the verse of the Noble Quran. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى Do not come close to salah. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا And all of you don't come close to what? As-salata. Don't come close to the prayer. وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى While you people are intoxicated. When you are drunk. Don't come for salah. Why? حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ Until you know what you are saying. Until you know what you are saying. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُهُوا بِلِيبِ لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى Don't come close to salah when you are drunk. حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ Until you تَعْلَمُوا Until you know مَا تَقُولُونَ What you are saying. Until you know what you are saying. You are sober, so you know what you are saying. This was obviously in the early days when alcohol consumption was allowed. But you were told, don't come drunk at the time of salah. At night, middle of the night, you can drink, no problem. But make sure you are sober at the time of salah. This was abrogated and now alcohol consumption totally prohibited. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we also came across the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ahujju, la'alli, la ahujju, ba'da aami hadha. That I'm afraid. La'alli, I'm afraid. La ahujju, I will not make hajj. Ba'da aami, after this year. this year of mine, after this Hajj of mine here, after this year of mine, I don't think that I will make Hajj again. Subhanallah. Imagine the Sahaba hearing this from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've been with him for all of these years, and he says to them, you know, I'm afraid that this might be my last Hajj. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. We also came across the verse of the Noble Quran, وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْطِقُ بِالْحَقِّ, and we have a book which speaks the truth. وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ لَدَيْنَا, and we have كِتَابٌ, a book, يَنْطِقُ بِالْحَقِّ, which speaks the truth. Another verse of the Quran, كُلُّ حِزْبٍ, every party, every group, every sect, كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ, with what they have, they are happy. Each party, each group, they happy with whatever they have. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, those were some of the verses of the Noble Quran and some of the ahadith that we came across in lesson number 2, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We now move on to lesson number 3, insha'Allah. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ad-darsu thalithu, lesson number 3. What will we learn in lesson number 3? A quick overview, insha'Allah. We will learn about something called fi'il mabni lil majhul, the passive type of voice. Example, an active voice, active sentence, Bilal drank the milk. Bilal drank the milk. Whereas the passive voice for the same sentence would be, the milk was drank. The milk was drank. Another example, Salman hit the boy. Salman hit the boy. Passive voice, we don't mention the doer. Rather, we will say, the boy was hit. The boy was hit. The man was killed by the criminal. The man was killed by the criminal. The man was killed by the criminal. That's the active voice. It mentions who did the killing, the doer. And it also mentions the one who was killed. Whereas in the passive voice, we don't mention the doer. Rather, we would say that the man was killed. The man was killed. Excellent. In Arabic, for example, قَتَلَ, he killed. قَتَلَ, he killed. Whereas قُتِلَ, he was killed. قُتِلَ, he was killed. سَمِعَ, he heard. سُمِعَ, he was heard, or it was heard. جيد. Another example. قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. The man killed the spy. قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. Who did the killing? الرَّجُلُ. فَاعِلْ مَرْفُوعُ وَعَلَامَةُ رَفْعِهِ ضَمَّ ظَاهِرَةً. That the رَجُل, it is, he is the doer. قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. جَاسُوسَ is the مَفْعُول بِهِ, the object, the one who was killed. So, قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. Change it around, make it the passive voice. قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. The spy was killed. Important. Take note. Understand. Remember that now when we remove the doer, when we remove the doer from the sentence, we find that there's a change which occurs with the object. Originally it was Jasusa, because he's the one who was killed. He is the one who was killed. But now in the sentence with the passive voice, we give the Jasus a Dhamma. We make it Marfu. We call this here, this is the Naib Fa'il. He's like standing in for the one who did the action. But it doesn't change in the meaning of the sentence in any way. Example, قَتَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَاسُوسَ. The man killed the spy. Simple, easy, walhamdulillah. Remove the doer from the sentence, put it in the passive voice, the majhul, the unknown type of version. We would say, قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. that the spy was killed. The spy was killed. You might argue, but subhanAllah, the jasus was killed. He's the object. Shouldn't he have a fatha? Yes, generally he should. But in this majhul form, we don't give him the fatha. Rather, because we've removed the dua, he takes the dhamma of the dua. He takes the dhamma of the dua, and we call him a naib fa'il, like the secondary or the sit-in actor or the dua. He doesn't become the dua, but i'rab-wise, we give him the dhamma. Walhamdulillah. How do we translate that sentence? قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ. The spy was killed. And we'll come across many examples, insha'Allah. We will also learn about the maf'ul fihi. Maf'ul fihi denotes the time of the action. Somebody says, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ هَذَا الْمَسَاءَ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ هَذَا الْمَسَاءَ هَذَا الْمَسَاءَ. Where are you going this evening? It denotes the time of the action. أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. When, what time? هذا المساء. The action, well, what's the time? So this is closely related to the مفعول به, closely related to the object. It's talking about the time of the object. كنت في مكة. I was in Mecca. يوم الجمعة. يوم الجمعة. The time of my being in Mecca was on Friday. كنت في مكة. يوم الجمعة. Excellent. We learned about names like Al-Hussein, Al-Hassan, Al-Zubayru, etc. But if you have a Ya in front of these names which begin with an Alif and Lam, then they lose the Alif and Lam. So example, Ya Hassanu, Ya Husaynu, Ya Zubayru. Originally the name is Al-Zubayru, Alif and Lam, Al-Zubayru, Al-Hassanu, Al-Husaynu. But put a Ya in front, it loses the Alif and Lam. Walhamdulillah. We have somebody from Hind, so he is Hindiyun. Hindiyun. Somebody is from Pakistan, so he is Pakistaniyu. We have somebody from Ifriqiya, so he is Ifriqiyun. Excellent, mashallah. We call this Ya the Ya of Nisba, relationship. You have a relationship to that place. Bukhariyun, Bukhariyun, etc. We'll learn about Ukharu, Akharun, Akharun, طُلَّابٌ آخَرُونَ, and other students. Excellent. We learn about إِمَّا. إِمَّا means either, or, etc. جَمِيل. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. We also learn about, for example, the word الْيَهُودُ. الْيَهُودُ. The singular is يَهُودِيٌ. The plural is يَهُود, whereas the singular is يَهُودِيٌ. Similar to Arab. Arab is the plural, whereas Arabiyun is the singular. We'll learn about tufahun, apples, mawzun, bananas. Singular version, we give it aita, mawzatun, one banana. Tufahatun, one apple, walhamdulillah. As we will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala via the passage, and so let's get cracking with the passage, insha'Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الدرس الثالث, lesson number 3. المدرس, the teacher says, لما تأخرتم يا إخوانو. Why did you people delay? Why are you people late? لما, why? تأخرتم, تأخير, تأخير, to be late. تأخرتم, why late you people, يا إخوانو. Why are you people late, oh brothers? لِأَنَّ الْمَطْعَمَ. So Az-Zubair is talking. The brother, his name is what? Az-Zubairu. Az-Zubairu says, لِأَنَّ الْمَطْعَمَ, because the مَطْعَم, the restaurant, فُتِحَ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا. فُتِحَ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا. See, فَتَحَ, in the مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُول version, the passive voice, it becomes فُتِحَ. We don't talk about here in the sentence who did the opening of the مَطْعَم. But it's just saying that because the restaurant was opened late. Who did the opening? not mentioned, was opened late. We say futiha, this is fi'l mabni lil majhul, passive voice. لِأَنَّ الْمَطْعَمَ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا لِأَنَّ الْمَطْعَمَ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا because the mat'am, the restaurant, opened today late. مَتَى فُتِحَ, the teacher asks, what time did it open? مَتَى فُتِحَ, what time did it open? فُتِحَ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ فُتِحَ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ فُتِحَ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ It opened at 6 o'clock. It opened at 6 o'clock, Jayid. And so, السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ This is the مَفْعُول فِيهِ It is talking about the time of the action. The time of the opening was at 6 o'clock. فُتِحَ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ فُتِحَ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ الْمُدَرِّسُ وَمَتَى يُفْتَحُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ And what time is it opened every day? وَمَتَى يُفْتَحُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ And what time is it opened every day? يُفْتَحُ What time is it opened every day? يُفْتَحُ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ إِلَّا رُبْعًا These are all مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ These are all مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ يُفْتَحُ السَّاعَةَ So, فُتِحَ It was opened. فُتِحَ It was opened. يُفْتَحُ It will be opened or it is opened in the present tense. يُفْتَحُ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ إِلَّا رُبْعًا It's usually opened at 6 o'clock except a quarter, that meaning quarter to 6. It's usually opened at quarter to 6. يُفْتَحُ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ يُفْتَحُ السَّاعَةَ السَّادِسَةَ إِلَّا رُبْعًا Except a quarter, meaning minus 15. Minus 15 minutes. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Then the mudarris says, Ijlisu, all of you sit down. Waftahu al-kitaba and open the book. Aina kitabuka ya Idrisu? Aina kitabuka ya Idrisu? Where's your book, O Idris? Idris says, Suriqa kitabi ya ustadu. My book was stolen, O teacher. My book was stolen. Suriqa, who stole it? We don't know. Suriqa, it was stolen. Suriqa kitabi, ya ustadu, my book was stolen. Suriqa kitabuka, your book was stolen. Mata wa aina, what time and where? Suriqa al-barihata, it was stolen last night. Min ghurfati, from my room. Wa ana ghaibun anha, when I was absent from it. I was not in the room. Suriqa al-barihata, it was stolen last night. Min ghurfati, from my room. Wa ana ghaibun anha, and I was absent from it. Absent from where? From the room. Wa suriqat ma'ahu ashya'u ukhar. وَسُرِقَتْ مَعَهُ أَشْيَاءُ أُخَرُ And stolen with it were other matters. And stolen, وَسُرِقَتْ مَعَهُ أَشْيَاءُ أَشْيَاءُ Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. And it's also a diptote. That's why we now sing سُرِقَتْ سُرِقَتْ أَشْيَاءُ سُرِقَتْ أَشْيَاءُ أَشْيَاءُ is feminine. So that's why we sing سُرِقَتْ and not سُرِقَ وَسُرِقَتْ مَعَهُ أَشْيَاءُ أُخَرُ other things. And stolen with it were other matters. سَاعَتِي my watch. وَحِذَائِي and my shoes. وَمُعْظَمُ مَلَابِسِي and most of my clothing. وَمُعْظَمُ and most. Most of my مَلَابِسِي of my clothes. الله مستعان. عَوَّضَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا عَوَّضَكَ عَوَّضَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا May Allah replace it. May Allah replace it. Give you an iwad. Give you something in exchange for it. Jayid. عَوَّضَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you something else in its place. أُرِيدُ الْآنَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكُمْ أُرِيدُ الْآنَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكُمْ أَسْأَلَكُمْ I want to ask you people أَسْئِلَةً I want to ask you people some questions. فِيمَا دَرَسْتُمْ With regards to what you people studied, MC. Again, أريد الآن, I want now, أن أسألكم, because of the أن أسألكم, أن أسألكم أسئلة, I want to ask you people questions, فيما درستم, with regards to what you people studied أمس, what you people studied yesterday, في أي شهر ولد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, في أي شهر, in which month, في أي شهر, in which month, ولد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولد, ولد فعل مبني للمجهول, in which month was born the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولد في, ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر ربيع الأول, ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر, in the month ربيعٍ الأولي, ربيعٍ الأولي, he was born in the month of ربيع الأول, ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر ربيعٍ الأولي, ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر ربيعٍ الأولي, ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر ربيعٍ الأولي, he was born in the month of ربيع الأول, وفي أي سنة ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا جابر, وفي أي سنة ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا جابر, and in which year was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم born, O Jabir? Jabir says, ما أدري, I don't know. ألم تدرسوا هذا? The teacher asks, ألم تدرسوا هذا? ألم تدرسوا هذا? Did you people not study this? So then Jabir says, Bala, yes, affirmative, we did. Darasnahu, we studied it. Walakinnani nasitu, but I forgot. Walakinnani nasitu, walakinnani nasitu, but I forgot. Man ya'arifu hadha, who knows this, the teacher asks. Then we find Idris answers, the one whose books got stolen. Wulida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عام سبعين وخمسمائة للميلاد. ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم عام, the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was born in the year 70 وخمسمائة للميلاد, وخمسمائة للميلاد, and 500 common era, CE, common era, 570. So we begin with 70 and then we say 500. وُلِدَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَامَ سَبْعِينَ وَخَمْسِمِئَةٍ لِلْمِيلَادِ, سَبْعِينَ وَخَمْسِمِئَةٍ لِلْمِيلَادِ, 570. هَذَا صَحِيحٌ, this is correct. فِي أَيِّ عَامٍ وُلِدَتْ, في أي عام ولدت أنت يا إدريس, في أي عام, in which year ولدت, you were born, أنت يا إدريس, in which year were you born, O إدريس. So إدريس says, ولدت عام 85,000 للهجرة, ما شاء الله. ولدت عام, I was born in the year 85, meaning 85, وثلاثمائةٍ, and 300, وألفٍ للهجرة, I was born in 85 and 300 and 1000. So basically 1385 in the Hijri calendar, according to the Hijri calendar. ولدت عام خمسة وثمانين وثلاثمائةٍ وألفٍ للهجرة, I was born in the year 1385, inshallah. وفي أي عام ولدت أنت يا أحمد, and in which year were you born, O Ahmed? Ahmed says, ولدت عام سبعة, I was born in the year 7, وستين, so 67, وتسعمائةٍ, and 900, وألفٍ للميلاد, and 1000 of the ميلاد, ميلاد meaning the Christian era, ميلاد, obviously they claim that this is based upon the birth of Isa عليه السلام. Nonetheless, technically today we don't say Christian era, we say the common era. So 1967, سبعة وستين, 67, وتسعمائة وَأَلْفٍ لِلْمِيلَادِ 900 and 1,000, so 1,967. وَأَيْنَ وُلِدْتَ يَا أَحْمَدُ And where were you born, O Ahmed? وُلِدْتُ فِي بَاكِسْتَانَ وُلِدْتُ فِي بَاكِسْتَانَ وُلِدْتُ فِي بَاكِسْتَانَ I was born in Pakistan. أَنْتَ إِذَنْ بَاكِسْتَانِيٌ You are then a Pakistani. اسمعوا يا إخوانو Listen, O brothers. أشرح الآن قاعدة نحوية مهمة I will explain now a very important principle of Arabic grammar. مهمة important. نحوية نحوية This is grammar, very important grammar rule. قاعدة a rule, a principle. الفعل إما مبني للمعلوم وإما مبني للمجهول. A verb is either مبني It is either stationary, it's mabni, but it is known, active voice. Or it is mabni lil majhul, passive voice. أَمَّا الْمَبْنِيُّ لِلْمَعْلُومِ فَمِثْلُ قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ As for mabni lil ma'lum, which is known, active voice, مثل, like. قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ قَتَلَ he killed, يَقْتُلُ he is killing. وَأَمَّا الْمَبْنِيُّ لِلْمَجْهُولِ As for the passive voice, مبني للمجهول فمثل it is like قتل he was killed يقتل he is being killed يقتل he is being killed قتل he was killed يقتل he is being killed يحذف الفاعل the doer is omitted مع الفعل المبني للمجهول the doer is omitted in the sentence where we have the مبني للمجهول ويحل المفعول به محله ويسمى نائب فاعل وهو مرفوع and then ويحل المفعول به محله and originally the مفعول به in the original sentence now like takes the place of the doer and it is called the نائب فاعل It's called the naib fa'il. وَهُوَ مَرْفُوْ And it is dhammified. It is marfu. Example. قَتَلَ الْجُنْدِيُّ الْجَاسُوسَ قَتَلَ الْجُنْدِيُّ الْجَاسُوسَ قَتَلَ الْجُنْدِيُّ الْجَاسُوسَ The soldier killed the spy. Change it. قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ قُتِلَ الْجَاسُوسُ The spy was killed. يسمع الناس الأذان بوضوح يسمع الناس The people hear Who is hearing? The people hear الأذان What do they hear? The أذان بوضوح clearly The people hear the أذان clearly يسمع الأذان بوضوح The أذان is heard clearly يسمع الأذان بوضوح يسمع الأذان بوضوح يا معاوية ابن الفعل في ابن الفعل في هذه الجملة للمجهول ابن الفعل في هذه الجملة للمجهول خلق الله الإنسان من طين So he says to Muawiyah ابن الفعل make the verb في هذه الجملة in this sentence للمجهول change the verb in this sentence to the مجهول form خلق الله الإنسان من طين خلق الله الإنسان من طين خلق الله الإنسان من طين change it oh Muawiyah so Muawiyah says خلق الإنسان من طين خلق الإنسان من طين خلق الإنسان من طين إنسان was created from soil from dust الإنسان هنا نائب نائب فاعل The insan is now called the نائب فاعل In the first sentence The insan was the مفعول به The object Now it is called the نائب فاعل The teacher says هاتي مثالا آخر Give another example للفعل المبني للمجهول يا إدريس For a verb which is in the passive voice Built upon مجهول unknown O إدريس قتل عمر رضي الله عنه وهو يصلي قتل عمر عمر was killed رضي الله عنه وهو يصلي بالناس while he was praying with the people في المسجد النبوي في المسجد النبوي في المسجد النبوي. Umar was killed while he was praying in Masjid al-Nabawi with the people. And the teacher says, يا أحمد هات مثالا آخر على أن يكون الفعل فيه مضارعا. O you Ahmed, you give another sentence where the verb is the present slash future tense verb, not past tense. So he says, يقتل آلاف من الناس في الحروب. يقتل آلاف. Killed are thousands of people in wars. Thousands of people are killed in wars. Who did the killing? Not mentioned. يقتلوا يقتلوا آلاف من الناس يقتلوا آلاف من الناس في الحروب in wars. يا جابر هات مثالا آخر. Give another example. على أن يكون نائب الفاعل that the نائب فاعل فيه مؤنث. That the naib fa'il must be feminine. So he says, تُقْرَأُ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ تُقْرَأُ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ is read فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ in every rak'ah. تُقْرَأُ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ تُقْرَأُ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ تُقْرَأُ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ. Excellent. المدرس يا حسن أتستطيع are you able to أتستطيع أن تذكر are you able to mention آية a verse فيها فعل مبني للمجهول where there's a verb which is in the passive voice مبني للمجهول. He says نعم أستطيع بعون الله I can with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the aun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the help of Allah with the help of Allah I can do it. قال تعالى والذين يدعون and those who call من دون الله they call upon those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يخلقون شيئا those that they call upon are unable to create anything وهم يخلقون and they themselves are created والذين يدعون من دون الله والذين يدعون من دون الله those who are called upon besides Allah لا يخلقون شيئا they don't create anything وهم يخلقون and they are created يخلقون يخلقون they themselves are created. Allah is not mentioned but obviously it's known Allah is the creator so يخلقون والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون. Those besides Allah that people make dua to, that people worship, call out for help, etc. They can't create anything and they themselves are created. Allahu musta'an. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get your needs answered and fulfilled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the next one there, Al-Mudarrisu says, أَحْسَنْتَ يَا حَسَنُ أَيُمْكِنُكَ أَن تَذْكُرَ حَدِيثًا Is it possible for you to mention a hadith, نَبَوِيًّا, a prophetic hadith, يَحْوِي, which contains, يَحْوِي, which contains, حَوَى, يَحْوِي, means to contain, فِعْلًا, which contains a verb, مَبْنِيًّا لِلْمَجْهُولِ يَا زُبَيْرِ which is in the passive voice, O Zubair. He says, يُمْكِنُنِي inshallah. It's possible for me, inshallah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا يُلْدَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ that the believer is not bitten. لَا يُلْدَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ the believer is not bitten. مِنْ جُحْرٍ from a hole, wahidin, from one hole, marratayni, two times. The believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. Allahu musta'an. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. La yuldaghu, not bitten, who? Al-mu'minu, the believer, min juhrin, from a hole, wahidin from one hole marratain. MashaAllah. Excellent. Well done. Intaha al-waqtu ya ustadu. The time is over, O teacher. Aranna al-jarasu. Has the bell rang? Has the bell rang? The Hussein says, لا يسمع صوت الجرس, that the sound of the bell is not heard. لا يسمع is not heard في فصلنا هذا, in this classroom of ours. منذ متى, since when? Since when is this the case? The teacher asks. منذ أسبوعين أو أكثر. Since 2 weeks or longer. For about 2 weeks or longer now, we do not hear the bell in this classroom. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله والحمد لله. We have covered the passage. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Let's move on to the تمارين إن شاء الله. The exercises. We'll cover exercise 1 إن شاء الله. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. لما تأخر الطلاب؟ لما تأخر الطلاب؟ Why would the students late? لأن المطعم فتح متأخرا. لأن المطعم فتح متأخرا. Because the restaurant opened late. Excellent. في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم؟ في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم؟ في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم كل يوم؟ يفتح المطعم في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم؟ في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم كل يوم؟ يفتح المطعم. Why مطعم؟ Because we're using the مبني للمجهول. So the مطعم is the نائب فاعل. في أي ساعة يفتح المطعم كل يوم؟ ومتى فتح اليوم؟ The جواب, يفتح الساعة السادسة إلا ربعا. وفتح اليوم الساعة السادسة. And today it opened at 6, 15 minutes late. في أي شهر ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر, في شهر ربيع الأول. في شهر ربيع الأول. مضاف مضاف إليه. شهر ربيع الأول. Next one. في أي عام ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ In which year was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم born? ولد صلى الله عليه وسلم عام 75 للميلاد. 570. في أي عام ولدت أنت؟ Which year were you born? جيد. Which year were you born? And so you can put in your year there, inshallah. As per the passage, the brother they were talking to, he said, ولدت عام 85,300 للهجرة. What's this? 1,385. Number 6. أين قتل عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه؟ قتل عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو يصلي بالناس في المسجد النبوي. عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه was killed in the masjid while he was praying with the Muslims. سبحان الله. الله مستعان. Number 7. أي سورة تقرأ تقرأ في كل ركعة؟ أي سورة تقرأ أي سورة تقرأ في كل ركعة؟ Which surah is read in every ركعة؟ تقرأ سورة الفاتحة في كل ركعة. تقرأ سورة الفاتحة في أي في كل ركعة. تقرأ سورة الفاتحة في كل ركعة. سورة الفاتحة is read in every unit of the prayer. من الذي سرق كتابه؟ من الذي سرق كتابه؟ من الذي سرق كتابه؟ Who's the one whose books were stolen? Who's the one whose books were stolen? من الذي سرق كتابه؟ من الذي سرق كتابه؟ جواب, الذي سرق كتابه إدريس. الذي سرق كتابه إدريس. The one whose books were stolen was was Idris. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a little bit of vocab, a prophetic narration, and then we end off today's majlis, insha'Allah. With regards to the letter Ha, then we find the word Hadun, which means sharp. We find the word Tahdhir. Tahdhir means to warn about something. Hadiqatun is a garden. Hadiqatul Hayawanati is a zoo. The garden of animals, meaning a zoological garden, zoo. Hadira, hadharan, to be cautious, to fear. Hadafa means to omit something, to leave out something. Hidaun, shoes. Harbun ahliyatun is a civil war. Hurub, wars. Haraba, muharabatan. Haraba, to wage a war, to combat. What's the mihrab? He is praying in the mihrab. This is the place in the masjid, the niche in the front of the masjid. Harthun, harthun is a tillage and cultivation. Harun, something which is hot. Harun, hot heat. Harirun, silk. Haraka, haraka is a movement. Walhamdulillah. So we say the harakat in Arabic, etc. The harakat. Sukoon, sukoon, where there's no harakat. And then the harakat, ayodamma, yofatha, yokasra, etc. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Appropriate, insha'Allah, that the prophetic narration we deal with today is the same hadith we read in the passage. La yuldahu al-mu'min. لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين. A believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. This hadith here reported by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, etc. That the believer is somebody who is smart. He's not somebody who is naive and ghafil and people just walk over him and trick him all the time. No, no, no. The believer is somebody, if he put his finger into a hole and he was bitten, he's not going to put his finger back into that hole. He learned from history. He learned from the lessons of the past. That is the believer. That's the true believer, subhanAllah. That he learns from the past. He learns from the mistakes and he does not repeat his mistakes. May Allah make us from amongst those who do not repeat our mistakes. Allahu musta'an. That we learn from life's experiences. We learn from the experiences of life and we mature. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.